This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. An election technology company based in Denver says it is planning more defamation lawsuits against pro-Trump media outlets and personalities over baseless claims related to the election. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Dominion is seeking $1.3 billion in damages from former Trump attorneys Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell over their public claims that the company rigged the election for President Joe Biden. Tom Clare is representing Dominion and says it's preparing other suits.
And we're looking at everybody, what role they played in either making statements themselves about Dominion or perpetuating the false statements that were made. And so at this stage, we have not ruled anyone out.
Clare says no amount of money can reverse the falsehoods he says millions of people now believe about the company or repair the reputational and financial damage to Dominion. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis's senior advisor for COVID-19 response, resilience, and recovery has headed to Washington, D.C. On Thursday, Casey Wolof joined the Biden administration as chief of staff for the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. Wolof's departure was announced Monday in a press release. Her new post is within the Department of Health and Human Services and focuses on guiding recovery from disasters and public health emergencies. It is 23 degrees with some light snow and fog in Denver. It'll be a snowy evening.